Well, you go to the grocery store. You go to the gas pump and... Yeah, or maybe you're close to retirement age and you're thinking, okay, I got to... Whoa, what's happening here? Good morning. It is good to have you, ladies and gentlemen. More Living with Jim Brogan airs 9 to 10 and again 3 to 4 every Saturday. As Jim from Brogan Financial joins us. Jim, good morning. It's a beautiful day. But I think we just heard the markets are kind of, a little weak this morning. Did I hear that?
Yes, you did. But markets are expected to be down pretty sharply today after they were up the last 2 days last week.
Well, here we are, and good to have you, by the way. Hope you're doing well.
Great to be with you, Phil.
Yeah, and here we are, and gosh, I mean, you hear the word nuclear alert and all of this, and then today in Belarus, probably as we speak, two sides are meeting. I don't know if anything's going to happen, but the news keeps, after 5 days there, keeps getting worse and worse. What is this Russian-Ukrainian situation? What's it going to do to the stock market, short-term, long-term?
Well, in the short term, Phil, I think choppy is the word of the day, volatile. Coming into the year, Phil, I felt like 2022 would be kind of a choppy, volatile year anyway, because we've had this big run-up in stock prices in the last 3 years. The Fed is having to start, you know, increasing interest rates for inflation, which we probably need to talk about that too. But there's already a lot of uncertainty, and then you add this to the equation. I think it's just going to be really, really choppy. And unexpected. I mean, who would have thought that Thursday and Friday of last week, the markets would be sharply up?
Yeah.
And then, you know, today it looks like they'll at least open sharply down, but who knows where they'll go. That's what they did last Thursday, and they ended up in the green after the end of the day. So it's just real choppy and unpredictable.
So if, it's choppy, it's up, it's down. If you're an investor, what do you do?
I think we have to be very careful, Phil, about trying to time the market fluctuations. Anytime it's due to geopolitical instability, things can unexpectedly turn on a dime. You know, they could get better or worse at any moment. I think you can really get burned trying to get in and out of that. Plus, if we really look at the historic impact of various wars on the stock market, the market in the long term has been extremely resilient. So I think what I would urge people is, number one, make sure that any money you might need in the next few years is not in the stock market, because that's a gamble in the short term. We just never know where it'll be in the short term. But then number two, reevaluate the risk you're taking. You know, how much do you go up in good markets? How much do you go down in bad markets?
Yeah.
And make sure you're taking an acceptable amount of risk.
Okay, so you're saying if you are retiring in the next year, whatever, that money shouldn't be in the stock market. It should be where? Just where you can grab it real quick?
In stable holdings, yes. Anything you need in the next 4, 5, 6 years really shouldn't be in the stock market. It should be, it could be at the bank. It could be in very short-term bonds, things that are very, very stable that don't go up and down in the stock market.
Okay. Even if you're going to get taxed, you need that. It needs to be somewhere that's good. I'm afraid to go to the gas station, especially in my truck. I filled it up about a week ago, and it's almost needing gas. I'm afraid I'm going to need a cosigner. What I saw this morning is we have our highest inflation since the World's Fair was here. We all know that was 40 years ago. We keep getting reminded about that. Is the ceiling higher, Jim, on this?
I do think it's higher. There's no question gas prices are going to go higher. I mean, they're predicting oil to go to about $110, maybe $120 a barrel in the short term.
It's $120 this morning, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I was driving my wife's SUV yesterday, and I went to the gas pump. She was down to about 30 miles to empty, and it was $100 to fill up her tank of gas. I could not believe it. So I think, you know, I think inflation without this war situation was probably going to start easing in the back half of the year. I mean, I think it's more than likely we're going to see persistent inflation deeper into the year now because of what's going on mainly with energy.
Yeah. Wow. And going to the grocery store, I saw a meme of somebody washing $100 worth of vegetables in one hand. That ain't good. You got classes coming up, the next two Thursdays at Pellissippi State?
Yes, I do. Financial Survival for Retirement. It's two 2-hour sessions, and we get into the 7 major areas people, I think, need to address about their financial situation. How can you, you know, amidst this, the backdrop of what's going on right now, Phil, how do you, mitigate the impact of short-term stock market volatility, which is inevitable in the markets. We just never know the cause of the volatility. But how can you grow your income in retirement long-term to offset inflation? I do want to stress, Phil, that things are going to be choppy, I think, for a while this year. If I'm looking 2 or 3 years down the road, now we don't know where this war thing's going, but more than likely inflation in a couple of years is not going to be where it is now. We don't see the same fundamental issues that we saw in the 1970s, but you never know, because with this war thing, prices are going to persist for a while.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got a couple of mad men in that area of the world, and that I think is a little scary. So 2 Thursdays, beginning, March the 10th? And
March 3rd, this Thursday.
Oh, this
third
Thursday. Okay,
10th.
Yeah. Okay, all right, very good. This Thursday, the 3rd and the 10th, Pellissippi. Coming up, we'll talk about what happens Saturday, plus if we're going to get any help. And if you're about to retire, what do you do? We open the envelopes, 4 times a year and go, oh, look what we did here. And is that the right thing to do? We'll find out. Phil Show, News Talk 98.7, Jim Brogan. We come back. And in the 9, Jimmy Hyams with a Vol report as the baseball Vols scored, infinity runs. There's just so many runs that they're incredible. All right, here now with traffic is Pete Michaels. Yeah. Morning, the Phil Show's on the air. I would imagine that, even though it's talking about money here, the Beatles and the tax man, that any time the Beatles are played in the bumper song, people are going, call her, I'm calling for my Paul McCartney ticket. But it's not time just yet. We will let you know again. Amy already this morning gets the 10 Craven Wings and qualifies for Paul McCartney. Hey, that's some serious disposable income now, ain't it? As Jim Brogan is our guest, Jim, on Saturdays, does more living with Jim Brogan. This Saturday, you got Tim Burchett on, and I'm imagining you're going to talk about some of the same things with the State of the Union and the military action in Ukraine, that sort of thing, right?
We certainly are. We'll see what President Biden, how much did his speech change for tomorrow because of what's going on in Ukraine. But we'll talk about many things, the economy, what that may mean for our money. But we're just really going to catch up with Tim amidst all this choppy stuff going on around the world and in the United States.
Well, we got the choppy stuff going on, 7% inflation with it. It's the highest since 82. And, gas prices, but what else is this going to do to our economy? Is this going to... obviously, it's impacting us at the grocery store. What about other areas of the economy, other portions?
Well, I tell you what, here's what I would watch for this year, Phil. I still am reasonably confident that the U.S. will see at least a modest amount of economic growth this year. We're still coming out of the pandemic. The biggest threat to that is persistent inflation. If you look at what's been going on so far, Americans have not really slowed down their spending with the inflation we had in 2021. But at some point, as inflation persists, people will start to slow down their, or potentially could slow down their spending. So to me, inflation is the greatest is the biggest short-term risk right now to our economy here, you know, because of the way it's escalating prices. Now, the other thing I want to say that is very, very important is, you know, the Federal Reserve field was expected to raise interest rates multiple times this year. People were looking at the Fed probably having as much as 2% in rate increases on the federal funds rate over the course of a year. So go from 0 to 0.25 to up over 2%, which is quite remarkable. I think that's off the table now. I think Fed will try to raise. I mean, they were talking about a half point increase in March. I don't think that's going to happen. I do think there will be some rate increases, but the Fed's in a pickle. They've got to decide what to do about inflation without killing off the economy with the war going on in Russia or in Ukraine. And they're, you know, this is the problem with waiting maybe a little bit too long to start dialing back the easy money policy. Now they're kind of in a rock and a hard place.
Well, if their money is still cheap, probably a good time to refi on all that. Everybody seems to be saying that still, you know, and so you don't think these rates are going to jump?
I think short-term rates, I do think they'll do a few increases, but I don't think it's going to be anywhere near as much as what they were saying as recently as just a few weeks ago. I don't think it's going to be 8 to 9 increases through the year.
Okay, we can survive a bump, not a leap. Now, you've got classes at Pellissippi, and I assume this will address, or these classes will address, this is tomorrow and on the 10th, this Thursday and the 10th. It's, you know, the last day of February. I'm all screwed up here.
It's hard to believe it's already almost March, isn't it?
Buddy, I'm looking at the forecast, too, at the same time. It's all on my screen, and I'm going, So, yeah, this Thursday, next Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30, you're going to be at Pellissippi. So how is all of this affecting someone about to retire?
Well, you know, Phil, the first 5 years is so critical in retirement that you don't have a huge hit to your money. And so your financial plan, I mean, we don't control what happens in the markets in the short term. And if we go through some extended choppiness in the market, and I'll be honest, I think the next decade is probably going to be not robust returns. I think it's going to be choppy and kind of mediocre returns over the next 10 years. So if that's the case, you need a financial plan that can mitigate the impact of that. Because if you hit your savings too hard early on, you know, if you retire at 65 and you live into your 90s, which more and more, that's the kind of average now. That's average, believe it or not.
That's average?
So, yeah, a married couple, 65 today, will live 29 years. That would be 94.
Wow.
That's average. That's average. 25% of a married couple, one of you will live to 98. So, you know, if you lose a lot of money or realize a lot of losses in the early years of retirement, you know, that's devastating because you might need that money to last another 25 years. So you've got to have a financial plan that can mitigate that impact of the bad market timing if the markets are choppy for the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, I'm just hoping my kids are going to be, like, really rich to take care of me later on. All right, the classes this Thursday and next for Jim Brogan, 6:30 to 8:30. How do you sign up for that?
You can go to PellissippiRetirementPlanning.com, and you can there's a short video. You can download the syllabus and see all 7 sections that we cover in the class, and you can also click to register. So, again, it's PellissippiRetirementPlanning.com there at the Hardin Valley campus in West Knoxville.
All right, very good. More Living with Jim Brogan twice. You're talking 9 to 10, 3 to 4 Saturday, and Tim Burchett is your guest. The studio will smell like Carhartt, as they'll be discussing State of the Union, military, and the economy. Jim, always a great pleasure, and thank you for your insight and your knowledge. We appreciate it very, very much, sir.
Thank you, Phil. Great to visit with you.
All right, have a